on Minnesota's station for football. FM 100.3 KFXN Minneapolis St. Paul.
The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, where Gabe Henderson and Ben Lieber have got it all figured out in the other studio in regards to what's wrong with your Minnesota Vikings. Now we're going to fix it. I would love to have them break that all down for you, but we're going to have to wait a while on that. Instead, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to tell you thank you, Ben Lieber, for being here, and I would like to say thank you to Mystic Lake Casino for making you available to us. Tell me what's going on with you and Mystic, Ben.
Oh, my gosh. So it's an awesome partnership, first of all. And then I proposed to them, hey, would you guys want to do one of my... Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, big time.
I was like, hey, would you guys want to do one of my unrestricted podcasts live with an audience? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So we have three scheduled. We did the first one last week with Rich Gannon, and it was fantastic. They went above and beyond. Super energetic crowd and audience that was watching, and Rich was great. So yes, we're doing two more of those, dates to be determined. Kind of, I'll just make those announcements as we go along. But I think it's November 18th, and then one in December. But the podcast is up right now. So you can go to the iHeartRadio app, and the Rich Gannon Live from Mystic Lake is up and running right now.
Sweet. Man.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Rich Gannon.
Man.
Yeah, he was great, man. 17 years in the league.
I didn't know that. How many teams he played for?
Four, I think.
Wow.
Four.
I'm not even mad.
Yeah, he has a really interesting story because he was drafted by the Patriots and then traded to the Vikings like 3 days later.
Oh, wow. Really?
But I won't... I'll leave it. I'll just tease you.
That was a tease.
I'll tease you.
We want more.
With why and what he said.
Man.
It's interesting.
I'll restrict it.
That was the
podcast.
Wasn't that the Super Bowl where like the center has...
Yeah, with Tijuana. Yeah. Does he talk about that?
Yeah, I asked him about it.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Am I right in saying that poor dude, like he had some issues, right?
Well, you know, he definitely had some issues. And he was injured in the AFC Championship game, and the way I understand it is he was told by the trainer that he probably wasn't going to play.
Oh,
and I think when he was told that he wasn't going to play, that's when he had been dealing with and still I think deals with addiction issues, and he was just kind of so I think when he got dealt that bad news, it was in the Super Bowl's in San Diego, and so he was like, screw it, I'm going to Tijuana.
Yeah. Wow.
Check you later.
Right.
Yeah, peace out.
Yeah. Sometimes people do things Super Bowl week just to relieve the stress, like the Atlanta Falcon guy who got the hooker, remember?
Yeah.
You gotta get the poison out.
Forgot about
that. Right?
I forgot about that.
And that's the thing, like that's what Rich talked about. Is he was very, you know, disappointed in the way some of his teammates just kind of handled that whole week, because remember that was back in the day where the Super Bowl happened the week right after the championship game.
Right.
So we didn't have a 2 week deal. Oh, so they went from championship game right into Super Bowl prep week, and they were in San Diego the whole week. And
so the Pro Bowl was after the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like in February. Gotcha. Yeah, late February.
Hawaii.
The 2 weeks for the Super Bowl between the NFC and AFC championship games and the Super Bowl is the slowest 2 weeks of the millennial.
But it's the best.
But I'm so glad they did it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too.
Your boys on CBS, the Sporting Hawk. Dave Grohl.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Man, he's making the rounds.
He's a handsome dude.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. I love his music. I love him. From what I can tell, he's a great. He was great on Stern last week, like
he
always is.
He's won 16 Grammys.
He's a renaissance man. Yeah. He seems like a good dad. And I think if we met, we'd be best friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
think
agree.
We would lock eyes and we'd be like, yeah, we're soul partners. Is that a thing? Soul partners?
Soul partners.
Yeah, soul partners, yeah.
There's the name of the podcast. Oh, Zach's not listening.
No, he's editing.
Partners?
Soul
partners.
I have a request, Hockey.
Okay, go ahead.
When we rip through these NFL scores, I was singing this yesterday around the house. Will you play the football?
You were singing that around the house
yeah,
yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
Are you single now?
No, but the door was shut.
Okay, good.
I was in the living room by myself.
Before we get into sports, because we talked football all morning, and don't get me wrong, I understand where you're home of Vikings football and Gopher football and the Wild start tonight, and you guys are excited about the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, sure.
If you were these people, and you put an offer in on a home, and you were excited because it's a home, and it's a great house, and it's a great neighborhood, it's where I want to be, and then the realtor calls and says, you Got it. But I just want you to know, this is the house where the real exorcist took place.
Yeah, I'm out.
Would you continue with the purchase or not? Because this is the actual couple this happened to. So apparently, the exorcist is based on a true story.
Yeah.
And since Corey's not here, I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is exactly what happened. This lady and this dude put in an offer on a house. They got the house. Then she ran a Google search. I'll let her tell you about
it. When our realtor called us and told us we got it, I Googled it. And that I think I screamed.
I think we definitely looked up whether or not, like, a prior possession was an escape cause from a house under contract and realized that it wasn't.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was, oh God, this is going to tank our resale value. Mm-hmm. And then the next thought I had was, maybe I better rewatch that, start learning more about what it is that we just bought. And also, I had no idea that was even based on a real story.
Me neither.
I feel somewhat ridiculous even saying this, but thinking about it and thinking about how it was a demonic possession was like, well, demons don't usually attach themselves to houses. And, you know, my house has odds of a demonic possession that are just as equal as anybody else's house. And to me, that was always the scariest part of the movie The Exorcist, is that this could happen to anybody.
Okay, so let's break this down since Dad's not here to poop on us. Gabe, you go first.
So I have not seen their Exorcist.
Either
have
I.
But the fact that she did research on the house after she bought the house is what baffles me. So she had no idea. Yeah. Well, she bought the house and then looked it up and said, okay, oh, wow. The resale value on this house isn't going to be great. Clearly, she did that backwards.
Yeah. This is a strange market, though. You got to find the house. You got to get it when when the getting's good.
Yeah. Like Hockey said, get it when the getting's good.
Yeah, get it when the getting's good.
Yeah.
Gabe, would you move into the house?
No. I would probably buy it, though, and resell it or make it like an escape room or something.
And I'm sure there are people out there who would want it more.
Who's the one guy, Zach, we always bring up?
Charles Manson?
The Vegas guy that owns Charles
Zach Baggins.
Yeah, he would buy that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ben?
Is that Bilbo's brother?
Yes, it is. They're cousins, actually.
I would have left screaming, ripped up the contract, and said, see you later.
Yeah.
No chance.
But she bought
it. No chance. No chance.
It doesn't matter. Find a way out.
So I who knows? I probably have told this story before with you guys, but that almost happened to me. When we first... I'll try to tell the shortest story possible.
Take as long as you want.
So basically... The friends of ours in San Diego, I'd played a prank on, so they owed me a prank. They were also the ones that were behind finding a realtor here in the Twin Cities when we moved here. So we didn't know, Abby and I didn't know anybody, but they had a friend of a friend of an aunt, whatever. So then we connect with her. She helps us find the house in Edina. We sit down. We're signing the contracts to the house. And the seller's realtor or whatever said, like, hey, this was actually left for you in the mailbox. It's like an envelope. So we had just signed the paperwork, and they were going to make a copy of, like, you know, the hundreds of pieces of paper
thousands.
That you have to sign, right?
Takes
forever. So we're all, you know, everybody's just kind of like letting their hair down a little bit, just kind of waiting for the copies to come back to just shake hands and walk out the door. I open up this envelope, and it's a very, like, you know, well typed out, like, very much like kind of like a form letter. And it said, like, hey, congratulations, new owners. Hey, we're so-and-so. We're your neighbors down the street. We just want you to be aware, because I'm sure that nobody told you that there was some work being done in the back of the house, and they dug up two graves, and there was, like, basically a murder mystery that has gone unsolved, and they found the bodies in your backyard, right?
Brilliant.
What? Dude,
brilliant.
I
brilliant.
Mentally flipped out.
Yeah.
Like, you know when those...
What?
When you're like
reading the burbs,
you know, like when you're reading something or something happens in your life and you feel like you're going to pass out, where like the whole, like everything in your peripheral just goes black.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my attention was on this piece of paper, was like,
oh, that's
I'm reading
greatest.
This.
What a,
how many times
my heart is accelerating, and I'm like, my mind's going a million miles an hour. I had visions. I had that True Lies moment where Schwarzenegger punches that guy in the face. Like I thought about running down and tackling the person at the copy machine to be like, no.
Yeah.
We're out.
We're out. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I'm not buying this house.
Wow.
And so, unbeknownst to me, because I was like tunnel vision at the time, they were all around dying laughing. Everybody in the room was in on the joke.
Oh my god.
Even your wife.
The title people.
That's a great
My wife. All the realtors.
That is a great joke.
That's a great
joke. Come to find out, it was our friends back in San Diego.
Brilliant.
That had told realtor friend to say, like, hey, they just like emailed this letter and say, hey, print this off and give it to them at the signing day.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Like, that's elite prank.
It was a great prank. Oh, and I kept the letter. It's still in my safe.
That is great.
Where the bodies are buried?
Just the bones.
Just the bones, yeah. Wow, man.
How many times did you reread that sentence? There are graveyards dug, digging up in your backyard.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like bodies found in your backyard.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
that's just brilliant. I'm so proud of those people.
Yeah, they're genius.
Yeah, it was great.
So proud of them.
And my prank on them was nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You're about to lose your sign.
I did nothing. Your down payment because you don't want to live there.
Like, that's your retribution. That's your revenge prank.
Right,
like,
it's like, you wait this long.
My prank was
turning
nothing.
Their clocks off or something.
And you know what? A prank that devious, clocks. You can't even try to get them back because... Who knows what they'll do for the next
one? Yeah, at that point, they should be the bodies in the backyard.
I know. I'm like, you win.
Yeah,
you win. I'm no longer playing pranks on you.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers. Saucy, what you got?
How about this? The Washington football team beat Atlanta 34-30. How about this for some Vikings throwbacks? Taylor Heinicke threw 3 touchdowns. He was 23-33 for 290 yards. Cordarrelle Patterson, who plays for the Falcons, had, 5 catches, 82 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
The Washington football team is 2-2. Atlanta is 1-3.
Did you see the video with Laura Oakman after the game where she interviewed him and talked to him?
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but I saw it. Yeah.
It's so good.
Him being Cordarrelle?
Heinicke.
Taylor. Heinicke. I did not know. What?
Well, it's just because he grew up in the Atlanta area or, you know, just out in Georgia. And, you know, when he was away from football, basically he lived with his sister who lives just like 45 minutes away from the stadium. And in that dark time of his life, like he was sleeping on her couch and basically, you know, he'd shared with Laura in all the production meetings that he's like, yeah, like the days that I was depressed and not wanting to get up to work out, like her husband was like forcing him to get up. Wow. Get your ass up. You know, you've got to keep grinding at this. You got to keep working. You got to stay prepared. You got to stay ready because you don't know when that phone call is coming. And when he just wanted to be like, oh, screw it, I'm done. You know, there's no hope. It was like his sister and her husband that basically kept him going.
Wow.
And so to have that performance in that stadium with her there, like she asked him about it and he just, you know, he was tearing up and was getting emotional.
Well, how about
great, super man. Touching?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Another example of everything happens for a reason. He puts his foot through that door.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. He's whatever. Maybe he's here.
Yeah. I forgot.
Like,
that.
Yeah. That cost him his spot because they were like, whatever. But man, yeah, good. Because they're a playoff team. They were last year. I mean, they almost beat Tampa in the playoffs.
Their situation is their quarterback, too. If they can figure out their quarterback play. They got the defense. They got the offensive line.
The defensive line is so good.
So now it's just, I mean, it's a really good story, especially coming off of last year. So hopefully he can figure it out. He has all the keys to the car, all the keys to the door. So open it up and walk right through it.
Bills 40. Houston, nothing. Davis Mills was taken right after Kellen Mond. 11 of 21, 87 yards, 4 interceptions. Josh Allen, 248, and he threw 2 touchdowns. Diggsy had 114 yards and no touchdowns. The Bills are 3-1. Houston is 1-3.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah, they need Tyrod back.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do.
Bears, 24. Lions, 14. Goff threw 2 touchdowns in the loss. David Montgomery ran for 2 for the Bears. The Bears are 2-2. The Lions, who will play here next week, are 0-4.
Anybody, did Fields play?
Yeah, but he didn't throw a touchdown.
Hold on.
There was a stat getting I just better? Saw.
I don't know.
He was 11 of 17.
Yeah, he had, where is it? Sorry. Give me
did you see any of it, Ben?
No, I didn't see any
of it. Yeah, I haven't seen a lick of it either. Yeah.
That's a game I'll go back and watch today because I really want to see how Justin Fields did or how this defenses for the Detroit Lions. I know, you know, they're the Detroit Lions at the end of the day, but still it's like what happened? What transpired to make it a 24-14 game?
Yeah.
Here it is. I found it. Good ad lib in there, Gabe, so I could find it. Justin Fields on throws 15 or more yards downfield yesterday was 5 of 7 for 172 yards.
Wow.
So, okay, well, there you go. All right.
Cowboys 36, Panthers 28.
Wow.
Both those teams are 3-1. Zeke has found his step back. 143 yards, one touchdown. Sam Darnold threw for 301 and two touchdowns. Both of those, those are two good football teams.
Yep, and we got them coming on the schedule pretty soon.
Both of them,
Speaking of bad football, the Colts 27, Dolphins 17. Carson Wentz, who that offensive line just folds around him. He threw two touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor ran for one. Both of those teams are 1-3.
Yeah, the Colts are a sad situation. Yeah, they had such high hopes, but it's like
everybody's getting hurt.
Yep,
everybody's getting hurt.
Quentin Nelson on the IR. Yep. He's out 3 games.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad. Peyton Manning's on the IR. And he's been retired for a few years.
Brilliant. Both of the New York teams won in overtime. The Giants 27-21 over the Saints and the Jets 27-24 over the Titans. Both the New York teams are 1-3.
That Giants over New Orleans game.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Was it really?
It was so
bad. They're both bad.
Jameis,
the Saints are bad.
Yeah. Like they need a spark there. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Chiefs got back on track 42-30 over the Eagles. Tyreek Hill, 11 catches, 186 and 3 touchdowns. Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes. They're 2-2, but their defense is not very good, Ben.
No.
Chiefs, you mean?
Yeah, it's not good. Well, the Eagles isn't either, but the Chiefs' defense is not good. Maybe the best team in football, the Cardinals won 37-20 over the Rams. Both those teams are undefeated going into the game. Stafford, 2 touchdowns. But the Cardinals are now 4-0, and the Rams are 3-1. And how about this first stat? I saw this yesterday. Hold, please. McVay is now 5-16 when he trails at halftime.
Mm. Mm. Hey, Ben, we obviously almost got the Cardinals, but do you think I get the feeling out there, and I said this on the Monday after we lost that game, they never seem to be flustered. Do you know what I mean? That team just seems to have
the Cardinals?
They seem to have a quiet confidence no matter the situation. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, looking back at the game, I think so, and I think that has a lot to do with their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, we're never really out of it because we can quick strike so quickly and so often. I can see why they have a lot of confidence and a lot of swagger. I mean, look at the head coach. The head coach has, he's got a ton of swagger and confidence, and I think the whole team kind of exudes that, and you get Chandler Jones going up front. I mean, they just have a lot of like fun young pieces that I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah,
they're very much though high risk, high reward.
Yeah,
and the reward has just been outweighing the risk. I turned on the game yesterday, like towards the end, and I was like, let's just check this game out because I'm sure the Rams are blowing them out. And I turned it on. It was 34-13 Arizona. I'm like, I wonder what happened. I'm sure Kyler Murray made another crazy play, or there's just some kind of turnover that just changed the course of the game. So, yeah.
Would you guys do me a favor? I hate to, I know we're almost through the scores and we got to go to break, but would you punch up line 7, please? If you would, please, for me. Tell me when that's done deal, please.
Yeah, hang on.
Please, thank
you. Mouse's.
Yeah, no, it's the mouse's fault, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. Hello!
Marnie?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Whoa! Happy birthday, Marnie!
Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, happy. Are you glad we woke you up to tell you happy birthday?
Oh, you didn't wake me up, but I'm really glad you told me happy birthday. Appreciate that. A lot of love coming through the phone right now. Thank you, guys.
There really is. There's so much love. We're sending love to
you. How excited are you? Are you as excited for tonight's Wolves game as hockey is?
Oh, I don't think anyone is excited as hockey is. My gosh, I can't reach that level.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving as soon as the show's over.
I'm
going to stand in line to wait to get in right outside wherever they play. Yep.
Can't wait. The place.
Yeah,
they play.
That's right, exactly. Martins, what are you going to do for your birthday for reals?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. It's a Monday, so it's kind of hard to live it up. But I might max bet. I don't know. You never know.
Do a little max betting today.
Hell yeah!
You did.
Yeah, you should do that. You know what I got you is a Shields gift card.
Oh.
Did you really? That's the sweetest.
Yeah, that's exactly what you wanted. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Everything I wanted.
Well, we just wanted to say that.
Sorry, you guys are very sweet to remember me on my birthday. Thank you. And yep. I'll accept the gifts on Wednesday when I get there. That's fine.
You know what? We're going to leave them right here. If they're not here when you get here, somebody stole them.
And it's most likely Zach.
Yeah, exactly. Probably right. Love you. Bye. Happy birthday. There she goes, Marnie Gellinger.
She's
27, I think, today.
There she goes.
Zach, did you just wake up?
No, she's a legend. She's a broadcasting legend.
She is. She goes right into basketball season now?
Yep,
I know.
Oh, golly. You go out of that twin season into this Timberwolves season?
Yep, tonight.
Oh, and it's her birthday?
Yep.
All she wanted was a day off. At least she gets to come into the Power Trip twice a week now.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, right? All right. Real quick, in case you went to bed early, the Buccaneers did beat the Patriots 19-17. Last second missed field goal. It bounced off the upright for the win.
Yeah, man.
So Tom Brady takes it out on the Patriots. And the Packers beat the Steelers 27-17. We can talk about that in a little bit as well because the Packers got her figured out again.
Yeah, and that Pittsburgh team is awful.
Yeah, it's probably over for them. But
Game at 10 on Minnesota Station for Football, FM 100.3 KFAN. The Fan.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I know it's October. I can feel it. Because weird crap is happening around here, man. Zach just walked in here with his ghost app on. It was talking to us like crazy in here.
Rats. Not that ghost app.
Not that. No. Power Trip Morning Show. Coming to you live.
It's just nice to talk ghosts and stuff and not feel judged.
Not to feel judged about it, right? I know. Gabe, but yes or no? You a you believer or not believer?
Believer.
Yeah, really? Have you had any experiences?
No. I'm like kind of confused on the topic right now. I heard tacos and then I heard...
Yeah, well, it is National Taco Day. But you know what I call that? Every day.
What? Wow. Why wouldn't that be tomorrow?
Because it's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
I probably because it's like a date on the calendar and not like a Tuesday, you know what I mean? But I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Is that another ghost talk?
Yeah, it just said think and then it just said lead.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you just ask, is that another ghost hawk? Did you just ask yourself? No,
ghost talk. Ghost talk.
Oh.
Yeah. I was trying to get Dark Star to talk to me because as I was telling them the story about the time that Dark Star was sitting on your lap over there,
and I got you to swear.
I swore. And it was the freakiest thing ever.
Yep.
Anyway, it's time for headlines. We're going to do headlines.
Now it's time for headlines.
A shooting range in Michigan will be closed temporarily while the authorities investigate complaints of bullets striking neighbors' homes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're alive in a horrible shot.
Yeah, it's such a great. Oh, it's so good. What if they shot me in the face? That was a risk we were willing to take. So good.
Yeah, that's funny.
This is maybe the weirdest one out of the bunch and maybe one of the weirdest headlines we've ever had. A man in Lithuania wanted to stop drinking alcohol.
Yep.
So for some reason, he replaced alcohol with eating metal nails, screws, nuts, and knives.
Huh.
Doctors had to remove 2 pounds of metal from his insides.
But did it work?
I don't know. I don't know if he stopped drinking.
But yeah, I guess
he started eating knives.
You don't have an appetite for.
He went Zach on else. It. He started eating nails, screws, and nuts.
It's one way to get hammered.
Well, what did he do?
Brilliant. Yes. All right. We'll give you that.
Brilliant.
Oh, that was so good.
Nice job, Max. That's funny.
Max just drops in with that.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of alcohol, ancient beer has been discovered in 9,000-year-old Chinese pots.
Okay. Well,
you used to make beer back then?
Yeah, man.
I guess. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I heard something sometime on some smart person's podcast or read a book or something about how you can literally thank beer and beer making for the modern city. Like monks learned how to make beer, and then people wanted to be near where the monks were because they wanted the beer, and so people would build their homes close to the monastery, and then cities cropped up, and here we are with Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Hell yeah. Wow. That's why Bonus lives there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
He loves a beer.
According to new research, people who have a high fear of catching COVID-19 have had more and better sex during the pandemic.
Ooh. Say that again.
According to new research, people who have had a high fear of catching COVID-19 have had more sex and better sex during the pandemic.
Weird.
That's a weird survey.
Yeah.
How does that correlate? I would just the only thing I can think of is like if your fear is heightened, you're in your house more, and if your significant other is in your house, all you have to do is that.
Right.
So you're like, okay,
or you just
We can figure things out,
or you argue the whole time.
that's
another part of it.
That was your quota for Corey. That's what Corey would have said.
I guess you make up afterwards, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, good point. 3 years ago, a man was carrying a box to the basement for his fiance. He tripped over her shoes, fell down the stairs, and then tried to sue her.
He tried to sue her?
That's not even the best part. A court has ruled he can't sue her, but they got married.
What?
Yep.
So he's trying to get some insurance money, you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, I'm going to sue you, and the insurance got to pay me, but it's going to cost you nothing.
Yep.
Right.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
So she was in on the scam, too. So it's not that,
Do you guys ever have a friend? Boy, I hate to admit
this. I've had many.
No.
Did you guys ever have a friend? Did you guys ever have a friend who, like, was allergic to work? And like, so they spent their entire life trying to find ways to scam businesses.
Yes.
What? Like,
they would go to stores and say, okay, I'm going to slip right here and I'm going to pretend that I broke my back and then we're going to sue Home Depot and I'm going to be a millionaire.
You have that friend?
Yeah. You guys have never had anybody like that in your life?
No.
No, we didn't grow up in Indiana.
Not to that extent.
Yeah, you're right. There is some, but this wasn't in Indiana.
I can't wait to find out who this was. Yeah. Have I met this person?
But that's so much work.
Yeah, but it also
So you're basically saying you're friends with insurance scammers.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
but you think that it's a rare thing? It's not.
No,
it's not a rare thing at all.
No, that video.
What's rare is that it works.
That video about a month ago went viral of the guy pretending that he got hit by a Tesla.
Yeah,
that it backed into him, and the video camera showed that it wasn't even moving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
I've seen that happen in real life.
Have you really?
The guy at the crosswalk basically like threw himself on top of a car.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I saw it in real life. Wow. I'm like, wait, no way. That just happened just now? And he was like, hey, you hit me. And everybody's like, no, they didn't.
Dude. Well,
Hawk, I mean, you've seen, I'm sure, on YouTube, those dash cam videos of those people trying to scam. And it's like, makes you want to go and get one right away because... Yeah. And that could easily happen to any of us.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've seen the videos, and I'm like, I can't believe I just saw that happen in real life. And the funny thing is, like, everybody's reaction is like, nobody's buying that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Good one.
A Japanese company is selling tiny socks.
Whoa.
Socks.
Mm. Okay.
Which only,
it's not their fault.
How big? Which only what color? Cover... Your big toe.
Oh.
Only cover your big toe.
Mm-hmm. More than enough.
This is for you, Hawk. You're supposed to put them on before you put on socks or pantyhose.
Why?
It's to keep the nail of your big toe from snagging the material.
So it's a toe condom.
Yeah, I feel like that should be like sponsored by Magnum or something.
Yeah. Jeez, Gabe.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Not in Japan.
Oh,
Trojan.
I've seen those Magnum things before, but never bought them.
Yeah, Hockey and I are in the thumb club.
Game. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make t-shirts.
Destroyed.
And actually have like get togethers.
It'll probably be anonymous, but Hockey and I will at least be there together.
Yeah. I love that. You guys should just have like this, the thumb club. Just a thumbs up and just say like the thumb
Wait a
club.
Minute. That's you what we're gonna guys? Do.
Yeah, no, he's not one of us.
Of course not.
You see how loose his hips are?
Yeah. He's not one
of us. No, I'm just saying, the idea, I'm definitely joining, I'll join and wear and rock a t-shirt if you guys make one.
Well, dude, I appreciate
definitely
that.
Not in the thumb club. Who? Dustin Johnson. Have you seen those Woody from Toy Story hips? That guy can't even walk straight. He looks like the Tin Man. He hasn't been oiled because he can't move.
No, we're going to start this club, and we're going to have get-togethers. And we're just gonna cry and hold hands.
Yeah, and hope for genies. That's right. All we do.
Right. I'll bring a cookie.
What? What do we want? No, Ick. Take that to your own party.
Are you gonna bring a? You gonna bring a pot cookie? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know. Hey, Gabe. Yeah. He likes the pot.
That's your thing.
Yeah, he loves it, man.
Okay. So
he loves the pot.
Yeah, the song by Tool.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I'm talking about
one of his beer that's been in there 1,000 years in his pot.
Oh, he'd probably drink that, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I did.
A man in Missouri was arrested after posting an ad on Facebook Marketplace, which is basically Craigslist, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ad had a giant bag of meth in the background. He didn't realize it. Others reported him, and he's now charged with drug trafficking.
He posted an ad that had a pic. Yeah. Well, there you go.
This is the last one I have.
Hold on. No.
Police in Toronto,
yes, sir,
are looking for a man.
Yep, me too.
Because of course it's a because of course it's a man, right?
Okay, what did he do?
He was stealing what? What was he stealing
in Toronto?
Yeah,
Tim Hortons.
Good guess, Zach. Mm. It was from a daycare center.
Oh, no. Yikes. Well, then get out of here with it.
He was stealing dirty diapers.
No.
Oh, no. And according to this story, he has done it multiple times.
Hey, it's Mark Rosen.
Wait, Rosie. We go live to Toronto. They've caught the guy.
Hey, it's Mark Rosen.
Oh, hey,
Rosie.
What are you doing,
Rosie?
What are
you doing with all those dirty poo-poo diapers?
Oh.
I'm fixing to dance.
Yuck, Rosie.
God darn it.
The worst part of that the dirty diapers is the second worst part. The worst part is he's done it multiple times.
Do they know what he does with them?
Oh God!
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I can't even imagine. What
the angry dragons?
I can't even.
What a sick man!
What would you
big
do?
Socks.
What if he converts them to like energy, and we just power like our entire grid?
I'm just a mad scientist.
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah, but it's some. You know, he's like.
It's probably wary. Not because I feel like we'd probably know.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, it's Mark Rosen.
Yeah, we know
Netflix this fall.
Why?
Right. Multiple times.
This goose is turfed.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Greg. You're right. I don't know what he's doing with them. I don't want to know, but I do want him put away.
And he steals them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he steals them. Yeah.
Oh, grody.
He's stealing dirty diapers from a daycare center.
Dude, don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well
that's
said.
Pretty bad.
How was he doing that?
That's
like,
bad.
How did he get into the daycare?
I'm sure he knew where they threw him out. If my Law and Order watching, I would start questioning anyone, a utility person or garbage man that goes to that building. That's where you start. How would he know that?
It's an inside job.
I would also ask,
hey, it's Mark Rosen.
Oh, that's gross.
It's so gross. That's why I saved it for last.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ben.
Listening live to The Power Trip on iHeartRadio and FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
The Big Knockers.
Welcome back to The Power Trip Morning Show final segment. Again, thanks, Gabe Henderson, for coming in, spending the whole day with us. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It very much.
Gabe.
Ben Lieber has been here as well. Ben, we appreciate it. You got college football this weekend?
I do. I'll be working with CBS. I have Old Dominion, who we talked about with Taylor Heineke, which is where I first saw him in live action and got to talk to him and meet him. Kind of the genesis for why I'm such a big fan of him personally. They take on the Marshall Thundering Herd.
Ooh, wow.
Oh. That's a Randy Moss win.
That is, yes.
Where's that at? Is that
Brian
in Virginia?
Leftwich. That is in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. West Virginia. Okay, got it.
Which is, God, it's so hard to get to, man.
Yeah, man. It is.
Speaking of Old Dominion,
Taylor Heineke. I played him twice in college. He is the Tim Tebow of that university.
No kidding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They love Taylor Heineke. Old Dominion was so great back in the day. Like, they were the powerhouse in FCS football.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, you'll have a good game this weekend with Marshall and ODU. Maybe you'll get a game winner again like you did at SMU.
I know. That could be, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. As long as it's exciting and doesn't get boring, then it's fine. Don't really care.
Sweet.
Gabe, where'd you go to high school?
Southeast Raleigh High School.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
And I went to this school called Word of God, which is the private public schools.
Yeah, Corey went there.
So, yeah. And John Wall went to my high school.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Basketball is huge at my school.
Yeah.
Well, it's huge in the whole area, right?
Yeah.
You
call it the hoop state.
But. How packed were high school basketball games if he's on that team?
Out the door.
Every coach I bet was there.
I can't tell you how many coaches I saw. Every single game was sold out, like standing room only.
Wow.
And our gym probably sat 2,500.
Yeah.
So 3,000. We packed the house. And it was sold out an hour before the game.
So he's from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Born and raised.
And he went to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge.
No comment.
Yeah, correct. That's a huge thing in college hoops, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got to remember that year, Kentucky had DeMarcus Cousins, oh, yeah. Eric Bledsoe.
Kentucky's my squad.
That was, I mean, Calipari had just went from Memphis to Kentucky. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a Carolina Tar Heel fan, and the fact that Carolina was the only school that didn't offer John still haunts me. Today.
What?
They didn't offer him?
They're the only school that didn't offer him. And Roy Williams said the fact that they didn't offer him is because he didn't commit on the spot. And John was like, I just want to go home and tell my parents that I got an offer from the school that I want to go to. And they were like, no, you can't leave here without committing.
So he's the number one recruit in college basketball. The number one overall pick. Yep. And he goes to Kentucky.
He wanted to go to Carolina.
Wow. Yeah.
See, I've heard that both in football and basketball. These tactics that head coaches try to pull on these 17, 18-year-olds, it's crazy to me that they put that much pressure on them. They're like, commit. Yep. We need a commitment before you walk out the door. And they're like, can I think about it? And they're like, no, we want a commitment. Yep. If you don't commit, we're not gonna pull the commitment. Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you thinking?
Why are you doing that to this kid right now?
Why?
Yeah, ridiculous.
And it's not like that's his only offer. Right.
No. Yeah. Right. He's got an offer from
every
university.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
A couple other things outside of sports. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the new top movie in the United States.
90-something million?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody see it? Did you see it yet, Max?
No, I was thinking about going to see it today, though. I was kind of waiting for it to hit the bootleg website over the weekend.
Yeah,
I guess I'm going to have to pay up and actually see it. I heard the post-credit scene is a big deal.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah, exactly. Really? Yeah, everybody's going on and on about that. I don't know. The Sopranos prequel, was out as well. Many Saints of New York.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't have time to see anything this weekend. Two gigs, but we did watch the latest Ted Lasso last night.
Yeah, which is A+. Have you seen it? Oh, no.
No. We're not. He's waiting. We're not caught up yet. We just watched the No Weddings and a Funeral episode, which was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, man. Best of
them
all.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't. This was last week, and I was telling Sauce in here. That episode with the beard was the worst episode of TV I've seen in a long time.
Right.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. And as we've talked about, I don't know if we've talked about it when you were here or not, but apparently this season is 12 episodes long and they were only planning on doing 10.
Yep.
And so they had to put two of them together out of sequence. One of them was the Christmas episode and the other one was the beard episode. That's why they make no sense to the rest of the season. Weirdly enough.
Yeah, so then the Christmas episode's A+, though.
Christmas episode's really good, but I remember when we were watching it, thinking to myself, why are they doing a Christmas episode right now?
Yeah. And in the middle of a soccer season.
Yeah. Right, so I don't know. But anyway, I can't wait to see the last episode because I have no idea what's going to happen after this. Oh, well, of course. I'll sob because, have you been watching it, Gabe?
I have not.
Oh, you got to watch it.
You'd love it.
You got to watch it.
It's one of the best shows ever.
I got something on my watch list. Watch list.
What's the other one?
That and The Wire.
I've never seen The Wire.
Yeah.
Everybody says The Wire is the greatest show of all time. And I've never seen it.
That and those are like the top two shows I gotta watch.
What's that about?
So it's about a neighborhood in Baltimore and how it's apparently it's like a true story. It's like a true show, And it just shows like how East and West Baltimore, Maryland, how they operate, how like the drug gang operates. And
I
got
to see that.
Basically how the economy makes its money.
All right. I need to see that. ASAP.
Michael K. Williams, rest in peace.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And he was on an episode of with the other guy that passed away, the chef guy.
I just watched the documentary on
Bourdain?
Bourdain.
Him and Bourdain were in an episode,
Holy moly, man. That documentary sad, though.
Oh, are you kidding?
In just a few hours, there's going to be no sadness for somebody, hopefully. The 8th largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history is going to be up for grabs. Nobody won the Powerball on Saturday. The prize of at least $670 million is going to go to a person whose ticket matches all winning numbers tonight.
Did you buy your tickets, Hogs?
Of course I did. Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah,
this
Beavis.
This is what my whole life's been leading towards. This is when I get free. Yeah, winning the Powerball tonight. Yeah. That's when everything changes.
Think how quickly you'll go through it.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, everybody in these studios right here, just these studios, these two, everybody gets $1 million if I win tonight. Every one of you. Everybody else is screwed.
So it's how much money? 600 whatever?
70, 670, yeah.
So after taxes, it's what, about?
390 probably.
390.
Yeah, around there, something like that.
How quickly will you go? Will you have that 390 a year from now?
No.
No.
No, but I won't go through it all. I only got a few years left. But I'm going to have some fun.
You'll go to the casino.
Maybe once or twice.
A day?
Perhaps. What are you, my boss?
No, I'll go with you.
No, you won't.
Well, I'm not invited.
I'm going to give you $1 million. Stay the hell away from me.
I wish you.
Anyway, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, we got a good NFL. There's a great NFL game tonight, Chargers and the Raiders.
That's going to be fun.
That'll be a huge shootout. That Raiders team's good, man. They're
fun to watch.
Yeah.
That Max Crosby is a monster.
Yes.
I love their
offense.
I think their offense is just rolling right now.
Yeah. Is this in California?
Yeah, it's in L.A.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a home game for the Raiders, too.
Yeah.
Right?
I would guess a little bit.
Yeah, if you're a Raider fan.
I think the Chargers are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Really? Would you take that side? Is that the side you'd take?
I'd take the Chargers, yeah. You want the Raiders?
Are you going to give me the points?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I owe you $150 right now. So we'll do double or nothing.
Whoa.
All right.
Wow. Deal.
Yeah, I'll take, for right. $150, sure.
Dealer.
Woo, double boy.
Yeah. That is bold.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Things got serious in here.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm messing around? I am messing around.
Now I got to stay up and watch the whole thing.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
no,
I do.
Don't
tell me my business, Devil Woman.
You gotta watch the Timberwolves game.
Yucky. Hey, it's Mark Rosen.
Anyway. Shut up, Rosie.
It'd be nice to Rosie. Yeah. Rosie will be here tomorrow, and we will play Fan Feud tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I'm wait for that. Looking forward
Is
to that.
Is Dad still dead?
I don't know when Dad's coming back. You'll have to tell me.
I think he's off next week as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And these are the good old days.
Well, Zach's got to be off soon.
Yeah, he takes a lot of vacations.
That's private.
He certainly does. He certainly
Hi,
does.
Hi, Zacho.
Hi, Zacho, director.
About 10 minutes.
Oh. Ick.
Yep. All right. Gabe,
hey,
thank
we
you very
see
much.
Your, concert?
This coming Saturday, man. Route 47. Thank you for asking. It's the first ever Chris Hockey heavy metal concert. I can't wait.
What
Old Kingdom.
What's
Saturday
band
night.
You're playing with?
The Houdinis?
No, they aren't there. They can't make it. No, they disappeared. Nobody can find them. It's the worst thing. Thank you, Gabe.
Thanks,
thank
so
man.
Thanks for having
me. Bye, everybody. The have a great day. Paul Allen is next.
Big Shots. I like the Alaskan pipeline.
I know you do, Rosie. Relax.
The Beaver.
What about it?
What a slut.
Oh.
I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.